want to say welcome this morning to James and Amanda that are visiting with us back here. Got to meet them this morning, and we thank the Lord for their presence here with us in a way, and pray that they'll just receive a warm welcome. I pray the Spirit of God will just do a work in our midst. Amen. Today. I don't know that I will get finished with the message this morning, but I want to begin a message this morning. I picked up on a couple of words yesterday evening, and it's really amazing how I thought I would be preaching out of Psalms 100. You know, he said, we're his people and the sheep of his pasture. And I just didn't seem like the Lord lit a fire under it the way I like to know, you know. And then the Lord took me in a great big circle, but he brought me right back to Psalm 100. You'll see how all that comes together, amen, in the message today. But in Revelation chapter number 1, the Bible said in verse 3, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those sayings which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Boy, if that was true when John penned this down, how much more so, Brother Joe, could we say that's true today? The time is at hand. Now, a lot of people say, well, you ought to stay away from the book of Revelation. But God pronounced a special blessing on those that would hear it, and those that would read it, and those that would keep it. And I believe with all of my heart we don't need to run from the revelation. Amen. By the way, I have a Scofield Bible. I've used one for years. And up at the top of the page, it says the revelation of St. John the Divine. That's not exactly right. If you'll read the first verse, the first few words tells us it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Amen. John penned it down, but it's not the revelation of John, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. John, in verse number 4, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Now here's the words where I got hung up. Unto him. The word of God said here, unto him. I'll show you another verse in the book of Ephesians in just a moment. But the Bible said, unto him that loved us. Unto him that washed us from our sins in his own blood. And unto him that hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. If you would, bow with me in a moment of prayer. Father, thank you this morning for the word of God. God, I thank you this morning, Lord, that even though Lord John was exiled on the Isle of Patmos, he was still in touch with heaven. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd help us to be in touch with heaven. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you would help us this morning, Father, to see you work in our midst and work in our hearts. And God, I pray you'd build the church, our Father. Lord, you said upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God, I pray, Lord, that you'd help us to be laborers together with God. There's a lot going on in our church and around our church. Help us to be sensitive to the blessed Holy Spirit and to do what you'd have us to do when you'd have us to do it. And God will give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm reminded, if you'll take your Bible and turn back over to the book of Ephesians just a moment, I'm reminded of a verse of Scripture in verse number 20 of chapter number 3. The Word of God said, now unto him. You ought to underline that in your Bible. It may speak to you. Unto him. that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You know, we need to learn the Scripture and the truth that we have not because we ask not. If we'll ask the Lord, He's not only able to do what we ask Him to do, but thank God He's able to do abundantly above, exceeding above what we ask or even think. Amen. Thank God He's not limited. But watch what the Bible said. According to the power that worketh in us. Now watch this, verse 21. Unto Him. There it is again. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Unto Him be glory in the church. He's the one that said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto Me. We know He was speaking and signifying of the death that He would die on the cross. But I'm going to tell you something this morning, church. It's still true today. Jesus Christ will make much of a church that makes much of Jesus Christ. Amen. I believe He is the main attraction. I believe He is the one that gets the glory. And I believe He's the one that deserves all the praise. Years ago, I guess about 2 years ago now, or going on 2 years, my mother was very sick. She was laying in a hospital bed in her living room. And one Sunday morning, my wife and I, we were going over to cook breakfast for Mom and Dad and stay with Mom so Dad could go to church. Dad was with Mom 24/7. And my daddy loves to go to church. I tell you, he loves to go to church. And so we'd just give him a little break on Sunday morning. Some of us youngins would take turns and go and sit with Mom and fix breakfast. And Mom was getting down close to the end of the way. And I tell you, we went in there and on the way over, my dad called and my dad said, he said, Johnny and Wanda's coming this morning too. And to be honest with you, in my spirit, I was a little bit aggravated. Because if I'd have known they were coming, I'd have went to church myself. Say amen. I just didn't see the need in all four of us sitting with Mama. And so on the way over then, after I hung, I didn't dare let Daddy know I was aggravated. He had enough on him. Amen. And just a minute, I began to pray. I said, Lord, what are You doing? And the Lord said, well, your brother's been out of church. My brother's saved, but he got hurt. In a bad way, in a church situation, and he was out of church, and I got it on my heart. I said, well, you know, I said, Eve, maybe you and Wanda could fix breakfast. Maybe you and Wanda could stay with Mom, and maybe John would go to church with me and Dad this morning. I said, I believe that pleased my earthly father. I believe that pleased my heavenly father. I got over there, I leaned over my mama's bed, and my mama said something like this. She said, Rick, honey, she said, why don't you just let Eve and Wanda stay here with me? Amen. Why don't you and John go on to church with your daddy? Ah, glory to God, I about come unglued. Amen. Yes, I did. I went in the church, in the kitchen, and I was bragging on my mother. I was holding my brother John. I said, John, that's exactly what I had on my heart. I said, I believe it would please our Heavenly Father. I believe it would please our earthly Father. And I said, isn't it wonderful to have a mama that thinks enough of us to be praying we'd be in the house of God? My mama spoke up. She overheard what was going on. And she spoke up and she said, boys, give God the glory. We was bragging on Mama and she didn't want to have it. Amen. She said, give God the glory. He said, preacher, why should we give God the glory? Number one, because look what the Bible said here. Unto Him, we ought to give Him glory because He's the one that loved us. The Word of God said He loved us. And the Word of God goes on and says He washed us. And the Word of God goes on and says He made us to be kings and priests. Amen. Because He loved us. Think about this morning. The Word of God said in Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Anybody have any victory in your soul this morning? Let me tell you why it's there. Because He loved us. Hallelujah. Anybody love Jesus this morning? Let me tell you why you love Him. Because He first loved us. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, you cannot substitute for the love of God. Amen. In the life of the child of God. The Bible said in all these things, we're more than conquerors. We're not fighting for the victory. We're fighting from the victory that's already been won at Calvary. Amen. Thank God we might lose a battle every once in a while, but I've done read the last chapter in the last book, and we win the war. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to come right now with Him that's more than conquerors. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us. You say, preacher, He loved us. Why? Because He's rich. What's He rich in? Oh, He's got it all in His hands. Amen. But I tell you why He loved us, Brother Sam, because He's rich in mercy. Hallelujah. Thank God for a God that can have mercy. And God have mercy on us if we can't have mercy on others. He's had mercy on us. Why? Because He loves us. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. The mercy of God is God withholding from you and I what we do deserve. Every one of us in this building deserved to fry in an awful place called hell. But God said, in My mercy, I'm going to take that off of you. But in My grace, hallelujah, He didn't just take the judgment off of me. In the grace of God, He dumped a boatload of love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and patience and meekness. He said, son, I don't want you to go out of here empty. I want you to go out of here full. Amen. So thank God for mercy. Why did He have mercy? Because He loved us. Anybody this week had the opportunity to walk in love? Anybody had the opportunity to walk in love? Did you know that God's people are supposed to walk in love? I tell you, may it be said of us as God's people, like it was said of Jesus, they went about doing good. Hallelujah. What's wrong with that? Say amen. If the love of God is shed abroad in our heart, you say, preacher, what's that got to do with Him loving us and walk in love? The Word of God said in Ephesians 5:2, as Christ also loved us and hath given Himself for an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. We can walk in love because He loved us. Amen. We can be more than conquerors because He loved us. We can be rich in mercy because He was rich in mercy because He loved us. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning. The Bible said in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 16, now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and given us an everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. Does anybody have a living hope this morning? Anybody have a good hope? I'm not talking about hope so, think so, maybe so, but that's the Bible hope. That's, my friend, coincides exactly with the word faith. And anybody know you're going to heaven when you leave this world? Let me tell you how you know. Because He loved us. Amen. And He gave us good hope and consolation by the grace of God. The Bible said, herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us. I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me, child of God. This goes for preacher too. Listen to me carefully. If we're not careful, we'll run around telling people how much we love Him. And I'm going to tell you something right now. If we're not careful, we'll get out of balance. I tell you what we'd be better off doing. Running around telling people how much He loves us. Hallelujah. Amen. That puts the emphasis where the emphasis needs to be. I tell you, if you're here this morning and you need help, or you need to be saved, or you're out of fellowship with God, I have some good news this morning. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And He can help us this morning because that He does. Amen. Thank the Lord this morning for His love. The Bible said, beloved, if God so loved us. You say, preacher, what do you mean so loved? For God so loved the world. My young people are here this morning. I've been aggravating them a little bit. Is there some people in this world that's easier to love than other people? Would you say amen right there? But you know why we can love one another? Because He first loved us. Amen. The Bible talks about loving your enemy. How about that? The Bible talks about praying for them that despitefully use you. He said, how in the world can a person do that, preacher? How can anybody do that? I'll tell you how, because He first loved us. The Bible said we love Him because He first loved us. And if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Amen. I tell you what, this morning, you read 1 Corinthians chapter 13. I'll preach from it someday if the Lord tarries His coming. But I tell you, there's nothing in the world more important than the love of God. How many remembers when you got saved? Would you throw your hand up? How many remembers when God just filled you plumb up with love? I was down in Sargoinsville, Tennessee years ago, and an old boy got saved. He wanted to go soul winning with me, Brother Johnny. And we went out that night. We couldn't find anybody. I mean, we couldn't find anybody to talk to. And we went out there for 2 hours. We come home and he said, preacher, he said, I know why we couldn't find anybody to talk to. I said, why? He said, because I need to get saved, preacher. He said, I've been living a lie and I ain't never been saved by the grace of God. I tell you, I got that old King James Bible out, hallelujah, and opened it up and began to share with him the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he got saved sitting in his driveway. He opened the door and I tell you, a big old fat Doberman pincher jumped up in the car. I tell you, I wasn't excited about it like he was, amen. It's his dog. He said, you know, preacher, tears going everywhere. He said, I love my dog. I'm going to tell you something right now. If you ever get saved, there'll be some love that's shed abroad in your heart. You can love a dog. It's about to eat the preacher's leg off if you get saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Unto Him be glory in the church. Why? Because He loved us. He deserves all the glory. Amen. Let's not go out of here this week bragging on how we love Him. Let's go out of here thanking God that we do love Him, but bragging because He first loved us. He first loved us. I don't know about you, but it was amazing to me when that sunk in into my heart. That as far down the road as I'd been and as many sins as I'd committed, He still loved me. That's the hard part to get across in prison. Them guys, they know they've messed up. They know they've sinned. Amen. But to get them to understand and believe that there's a God in heaven that's holy, and there's a God in heaven that has mercy, there's a God in heaven that loves them and wants to forgive them, brother, that's not an easy thing to get across to a man that's lived in sin his whole life. Thank God He loved us. Thank God, don't forget it, church. Unto Him be glory in the church. Why? Because He loved us. The Bible said, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Let me say this to you. I believe with all my heart, the Bible's right. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life. I've used this illustration, Brother Joe, for years in the prisons. And I've used it on the street corner and in people's houses. You know, if I'm standing there talking to a man and that man has an enemy, and then behind that man is a door, and that somebody opens that door and they aim to kill that man. You listening to me? Maybe they take a firearm and they hold up a pistol and they aim to kill him because that's his enemy. And he's facing me. He's listening to me. He doesn't see what's going on. And I get a glimpse of it out of the corner of my eye, and I was to step around and say, no! And a gun go off, bang! And I fall dead in the floor. I tell that sinner, you would never forget that. You'd tell it everywhere you go. That preacher hadn't done nothing wrong. He was just trying to love me. He was just trying to tell me about Jesus. Amen. And he actually took the bullet that was meant for me. Well, guess what happened at Calvary? Jesus Christ took the bullet that was meant for you and I. He gave His life. They didn't take His life. He gave His life freely. Amen. And then I'm careful, Brother Ralph, to tell that individual. I might do that out of a reflex.
just out of a reflex, holler no. But I said, if you give me 30 seconds to think about it, I doubt if I'll do it. I'd be thinking about Miss Eve. I'd be thinking about my grandchildren. I'd be thinking about my church. Somebody say amen right there. But hallelujah. Jesus didn't have 30 seconds to think about it. He had eternity to think about it. And he said, I'll go, Father. I'll give my life, amen, so that they can have eternal life. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Oh, hallelujah for the love of God. Listen to a verse of Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse number 3. Listen to what the Bible said. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, I can still remember the first time I heard it, this verse quoted. Brother Rightly Salen quoted the verse. Anybody know Brother Rightly? He's a man of God. He's in glory now. Amen. He don't have to give him glory in the church anymore. He can give him glory and glory. Amen. And Brother Rightly quoted this verse, and he quoted it often. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, hallelujah, yes, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. How many can remember, hallelujah, when God lassoed you with the cords of love? Say amen. He didn't force you, but I tell you, He drew you. He said, preacher, I ain't never been drawn. Well, then you ain't never been born again. Because I'll tell you right now, people that get saved by the grace of God are drawn by the Spirit of God through the love of God to receive Christ as their Savior. Amen. Years ago, I heard an illustration, and I use it a lot, but it don't never gets old. A little boy was standing on a street corner, had a stick in his hand, and that little boy standing there, and a man walked up and said, son, what you doing? He said, I'm flying a kite. That man looked up and he said, son, I don't see a kite. He said, I don't see it either, mister. He said, then pray tell me, how do you know you're flying a kite? Little boy said, because I still feel the tug. The kite was out of sight, and you couldn't see the kite. But as long as he could feel the tug, he knew there was something on the other end of the line. May I say to you this morning, everybody that's been saved by the grace of God, say amen right here. We felt the tug somewhere along the way. Say amen. Therefore, with loving kindness, I've drawn thee with cords of love. The Word of God teaches He drew you and I to His side. Thank the Lord this morning. I tell you something right now. God can draw you out of a life of sin. He can draw you out of a life of religion. Say amen. He can draw you to Himself, and you can understand that without Him, we're nothing. Without Him, we're in trouble. And without Him, there's hell waiting at the end of the way. Amen. But thank the Lord, the gospel is preached. Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. I asked a man that was struggling one time, I said, sir, according to the Scripture, he was struggling with his salvation. I said, according to the Scripture, are you saved? He said, well, yeah, I'm saved according to the Scripture. I said, then tell me what else matters. Say amen right there. If you're saved according to the Scripture, then that means that the Holy Spirit of God did His office work. He came to where you were. He convicted you of your sin. He convicted you of His righteousness. And He drew you with cords of love to one that was willing to have mercy upon your never dying soul. Amen. Thank God this morning. Unto Him be glory in the church. If we want the Lord to make much of the church, we must make much of Him. There'll be a tendency, listen to me. Some of you here have done fell in love with me.
Some of you are still trying to make up your mind, and that's all right. But there'll be a tendency to go out of this building and brag on your pastor. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't do that. Don't do that. Brag on Jesus. Let me tell you, let another row say, God sent us a man. Make sure he gets the glory. Make sure he gets the glory. Make sure he gets the glory. And when we do that, God will start fishing them cords of love. He'll start reeling people in. I've said for years, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Let's be sure when people come in our midst, let's be sure that when we go out, that we let people know that we care. And let's let them know that we care because there's somebody living inside of us that cares. Because he cares. We love him because he first loved us. How about a Savior that loved us and washed us and made us to be kings and priests? Let's bow for prayer this morning. Father, thank you this morning for the privilege to be here at Bible Way. God, I thank you for the Word of God. Lord, you said preach the Word. You said be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. God, you know this morning, without you, I'm nothing. I could do nothing. And God, that goes for our people as well. Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, I pray that if we don't take anything else out of this service, it will be unto him. Unto him be glory in the church. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. Unto him that loved us and washed us and made us to be kings and priests. Father, this morning, I pray, God, I believe there might be some Christians here that have maybe gotten a little cold, a little indifferent, a little slack in their life unto him. There may be somebody here today that's never been saved, Lord. God, I pray you'd draw them with cords of love this morning. Help them to know, God, that you're not waiting on them with a hammer to beat them or a whip. But Lord, you're waiting on them with open arms. Lord, the prodigal's father, even though he had been in a pig pen, he fell on him and he kissed him and he welcomed him home. God, I pray this morning, if you're dealing with some soul, that God, this would be the day that they would understand that there's no future in the far country. God, they'd just come home. God, that they'd be saved by the grace of God. God, that they'd make Lord Christ Jesus the love of their life. Father, I pray you'd have your way.